This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was basically on my show about a year ago, formerly known as Cabin Network. Now their new name of their company is Liquid Avatar Technologies. And they just put out a press release. They just uplisted to the OTCQB under the ticker symbol LQAVF. With us today is the founder and director of the company, Mr. David Lukacs. David, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. Thanks for having me here.
Boy, it's been a long time. You know, the last time you were on the show, I believe, was in May of 2020. So thank you so much for coming back on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's great to be back.
Before we get started with the Q&A today, if you would, we have a lot of new listeners. Give them just a little bit of a backstory of who Liquid Avatar Technologies are and what you guys do.
Sure. Look, it's actually pretty simple because we're not having to educate the market so much anymore. The idea behind Liquid Avatar is actually quite simple. We're here to help you manage, control, and gain benefit from your digital identity. And what is a digital identity? Digital identity is that information that is about you that's online. And more and more jurisdictions are now putting that control in the hands of users. And so we're here as Liquid Avatar to help a user manage, control, and again, take benefit from that digital identity. I mean, you'd never walk around the real world giving your identity out to everyone, but it seems online, you know, we're signed up with hundreds of sites. We do this, you know, do financial services with sites. We do all kinds of different things, but we really have no management and control over our digital identity. And Liquid Avatar is here to put that power back in your hands.
You know, it's funny that you bring that up because over the weekend, you know, they're talking about there's a lot of tension in the media about the vaccination records, health passports, you know, even possibly booster shots going forward with this. Where do you guys play a role in all this?
Well, that's a really interesting question. And we want to start by saying we're not in it for political gain. We're here to help people navigate the waters. And so where we play is we're playing with organizations today, whether it's the Linux Health platforms and Cardia and over Trust Over IP, all the major organizations that are involved in these discussions. And the challenge is that, you know, if you really think about it, that little vaccination card that you get is really not that valuable.
I know, right? I still have mine.
I know, but I don't want to play into anyone's fears, but let's be candid. That's not a very difficult thing to reproduce your copy. So the vaccination records are digital, and what we're helping organizations and some governments do is transition that from a digital record that they have into something that you can manage. So it could be a link through a QR code. It could be other services, but we call those verifiable credentials. That's credential, electronic credential that's connected to your particular identity and only you can use it. So where we stand is we're in the heart of all this going on right now. And we have been for the last 2.5-3 years, but it's only recently come to light that this is so important.
You know, some of the hot buzzwords in your industry in the last 18 months is cryptocurrency, blockchain, and NFTs. That being said, can you chat about NFTs and where you are and how you guys are going to probably try to dovetail that into your sphere of influence?
Sure. Well, let me start by saying Liquid Avatar uses blockchain technology. We don't use cryptocurrency. And I know that people sometimes have difficulty discerning between the two, but candidly, blockchain is the underpinning technology that
right.
records and manages ledger transactions. We, you know, things like Ethereum and Bitcoin are sort of spin-offs for some of the blockchains, some of the technology that requires users to be involved to help build it. But we use private blockchain technology like that offered by IBM and their Hyperledger Indy programs. So, one, we are a blockchain technology company. Two, what is an NFT? So an NFT is a special type of token that attaches itself to a physical or digital product. So think of it as a digital collectible that has a unique certificate of authenticity. And so why that makes sense to us is because liquid avatars themselves, the icons that you use to represent yourself digitally, could be a logo, it could be a picture of your dog, it could be, you know, your favorite rock album. Those kind of things are really can be equated with digital collectibles. So I might choose to have, you know, a Yankees jersey or a Mets jersey that I bought digitally associated with a part of my identity. And that's the icon I use to represent me. So for us, NFTs and digital collectibles are a natural part of the entire ecosystem that we're creating. So with Liquid Avatar, you can choose to segment your identity into, you know, maybe social media and gaming and investing, and you might have a different icon for each one of those. And eventually, those can all be digital collectibles or NFTs.
It's amazing how these certain buzzwords are not being just buzzwords, but they're being the new technology of the 21st century. For me, it's kind of mind-blowing. That being said, what's going to go happen to your company, say, the next two or three quarters? Where do we go from here?
Well, look, we're really excited and about where the current market is and where it's going. Every day in the media, as you said, there is a lot of discussion on digital identity. So, again, we've gone from having to explain, you do what? What is it that you do? To,
right.
You know, to people understanding what we do as we're getting through the first or second sentence. So it's a natural progression. It's also due to the fact that when the internet first came out, the only way you could get information on the internet was to wait for a magazine to come out each month to tell you what was coming up on the internet, because it wasn't that full of information. And today, you know, relatively speaking, we can become, you know, reasonable experts in any information quite quickly by just gleaning the internet. So people are understanding digital identity. The other thing is, and I do not like to play on this, again, it's, whether it's political or playing on people's fears or, you know, their hardships, the current pandemic has accelerated our opportunities because people are quickly moving into online education, online credentials. And really, at the end of the day, if you think about it, Everett, I want to make sure that a doctor in a hospital is really a doctor in a hospital. And a credential that's attached to their identity can help me make sure that that person is who they say they are. So there's three types of credentials that we're working on. One is an access credential, the ability to get in somewhere because you have the qualification to do so. And that might be a vaccination record. The second one is identity. You can go into somewhere because you're identifying of having the right to be there. And that might be a course at a university online, and you're enabled to take that exam. And the third one is qualification. Qualification would be like the example I just used, you know, making sure that a doctor is who they say they are, that they do have access, and they do have the qualifications to be there. I wouldn't want an engineer building a building that I'm in unless I knew they were qualified. So there's lots of reasons to look at those. And so where we're focused on is first and foremost on the consumer. Our business is all about empowering a user to manage and control their identity. But secondary and tertiary to that is making sure that those that want to issue those credentials, let's say from a financial institution or a government or an educational institute, can do such in a way that it is interoperable across the globe. Everyone can read it. Everyone can use it. So it's making sure everyone adheres to reasonable standards. So we're helping issuers, aside from consumers, our next phase of the business is helping issuers create credentials that consumers will hold. And the third part, which I think is just as important, is the verifiers. I mean, it's one thing to have a credential. It's another thing to have been issued a credential. But the third thing is, how do you prove that that credential belongs to you? So you need the ability to verify. And in, you know, in lots of industries, when we walk into a trade show, we show our ticket. When we walk into a concert, we show our ticket. We want to show a pass. You know, but when we want to pay for dinner, you know, we swipe a credit card. So we're used to all these things already, having these credentials and verifying them and knowing that there are. It's just what we're adding on is an extra layer of security. Imagine that you'd never have to remember another password in your life because your face, in combination with a credential, electronic credential, you know, gets you in to your you know, your banking site or whatever. You just don't have to remember passwords anymore. So our next few quarters is all about ramping up the business, effectively making sure all three streams of business are online, and you know, we really are focused, you know, going forward into Q3 on revenues.
David, let me just interject here real fast. Have you given it any thought of, one, how you're going to monetize this, and when do you think that's going to come to fruition?
Well, that's, again, it just that's perfect segue because for the end of my last comment. But the way we monetize this to consumers is very simple. We don't charge a consumer for anything. So you go, well, how do you monetize? Well, if you think about the Google model, and it's one that I love to share because it's such a brilliant model, and it isn't the only time it's ever been used. Google said, hey, we'll give you search for free. We won't charge you for anything. But in return, we'll have advertisers pay for that search. And if you take advantage of that relationship with the advertiser, we're going to get paid something.
Right.
So we do the same thing. Because everyone in our system is a verified user, is a real person, because we use biometrics, marketers and advertisers and are apt to want to reach you. Now, we never sell or rent data, so we put you in the same environment and let them show you the offers that they have available. And Everett, we have 500 of some of the top marketing and vendors in the country, retailers, and some major, major brands at our Cab and Cash program, and more coming on monthly. So we have a way to monetize our consumer. When we look at those that want to issue a credential, we're building what's called a SaaS model, a software as a service model, that allows issuers to create their own wallets, create their own opportunities, and be able to create their own credentials for users to have. And that's it's a very low-cost program, but the market is so wide and that it is, we think, very valuable. And then on the verification side, we're working on new models that allow, again, in the SaaS business, we're allow verifiers to verify your credentials for a very, very, very micro payment, same as it would in a credit card transaction or other things. So we're very focused on business opportunities that already exist. We're not reinventing the wheel. We're taking advantages of the pathways that have been built before us and that people are used to and businesses are used to, and we're just wedging in digital identity as that offering.
We got about 30 seconds left in the program. Real quick, what does it mean to you about, and you should be proud of this, uplisting to the OTCQB?
We're very pleased. I mean, it took a little bit of extra time because in the midst of doing the uplisting, we changed our name from Cabin to Liquid Avatar to better reflect our offerings. But we're very proud to be on the OTCQB. They're great, great people, and we look forward to being able to bring our U.S. investors into our company.
And what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Well, if I wanted to ask them a takeaway, it would be three things. One is that digital identity is addressable to 100% of the online market. It's a vast mass market. In North America alone, 322 million people. And we're looking to get a slice of that business, and that can be very valuable. Two, that we have an exceptional team of individuals. If you go to our website and look at our team, we all have, at the senior level, on average, over 25 years of experience. And then the last item is that we have a very unique business model. We don't put pressure on the consumers to pay for anything. So we're following models that have generated billions of dollars in the past. And with our issuers and our verifiers, we're using models that have been well accepted in the marketplace. So I truly believe we have the opportunity to succeed here.
As for my listeners, if you want to know more about this company, go to their website. It's liquidavatartechnologies.com. David, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. Hopefully that I won't have to wait another year for your presence to come back on the show.
Thanks, Everett. It's been a great pleasure to be here.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.